lovely people. Hi, I'm Pamela. I'm recovered addict. It's so nice to be here, and thank you to everyone who shared. And, you know, service really has been what's absolutely saved my life. I'm just going to, it's really hard for me to talk for 10 minutes on anything for those people who know me. So I've just got a glamorous assistant, Kyle, who's going to share a video that will really tell you more about PI than what I can tell you in 10 minutes. So I'm just texting him now to tell him this is a video that can tell you about amazing. Like, that's fantastic. Can you see me again now? Oh, you can see me again now. You can hear me? I don't know why there wasn't any sound, but anyway, that gives you a quick overview of what public information looks like. It would have been better with sound. If anybody wants that, I can send you it. But listen, it's so interesting that I stand by the door that Emma just read, because there's a few lines in it that say, I stand by the door for the people who've yet to find the door. And that really is the essence of public information. You know, because I sit in my home group every week carrying the message to the addicts who still suffer, to newcomers, to Alzheimer's who are still suffering. And that's all very well and good, and it's a totally essential part of the service that I do. But what public information is about going and finding the people who don't even know that we're here and we're free. You know, I sat in my bedroom last night in a meeting talking to a group of people and about the fact that we're here and we're free. But the thing is, they already know that we're here and we're free because they've already found their way into a Cocaine Anonymous meeting. So what public information is all about is going and finding, you know, I'm very sure that down my street even, somebody else sat in their bedroom dying of a terrifying drug problem who doesn't even know that we're here and we're free. And right at this moment, they can access recovery from their bedroom. Now, one of the interesting things, and I think KJ spoke about this, one of the things that we worked on in the last couple of years was getting a new post included in the Wales Service Manual. And this is something that, I know not everybody reads the Wales Service Manual, but this is something that I thought today would be a good opportunity to talk about. And this is the public information group liaison. Now, if your group hasn't got a public information group liaison, you can find it in the Wales Service Manual on page 19. And our hope and our wish and our dream really was that every single group of Cocaine Anonymous might have a person who takes responsibility for public information for that group. So, like KJ said, perhaps making sure that in your meeting venue you've got a poster up. You know, because when I was in active addiction, I used to go to mother and toddler groups with an every handful full of vodka. And I found the people there quite unfriendly, to be fair. I didn't know why at the time, didn't me. Now, I didn't know that in this same church hall that I went to, there was a 12-step fellowship meeting on a Thursday night. So this is the one thing that groups can do if they have a PI group liaison. And it's about, you know, the questions that we ask ourselves is, okay, so where do I see still suffering addicts? Where do I see them? Where could I go and put a poster up or leave some business cards? Which professional communities could I talk to? You know, doctors, mental health, sex work charities, homeless charities. Like, who can I talk to who has contact with still suffering addicts who might not ever have heard of Cocaine Anonymous? And then there's more. We also want to tell the public at large that we're here and we're free. We want to let the mothers that were watching the daughters do despicable things to try and satisfy the phenomenon of craving. We want to let the mothers know, listen, we've got a solution for your daughter that you might want to tell her. We want to let the fathers who are having to go and visit the son in prison because of the horrific, disgustingly antisocial things he's done to try and satisfy the phenomenon of craving. We want to let the fathers know, go and tell your son. We might have a solution that can help him. We want to let the husbands know and the wives know, the brothers and the sisters, the children. That's how we do public information. So our primary purpose, as always, is to carry the message to the addict who still suffers, but we do it via third parties. We do it by carrying the message to the public at large and professional communities. And we also have the task of keeping fellowships informed and up to date. Let me have a look at the time. We're changing. So we've been very, very, very busy at the moment trying to compile up-to-date meeting lists.
up-to-date meeting list with all of the Zoom lists. And you know, when I first came into fellowship, somebody gave me a meeting list, and I was like, wow, thanks. This, and it was kind of like my Bible to find where I was going. And now, newcomers, you know, looking at the Zoom list, they're looking at all these, you know, spreadsheets that have got all of. That's PR. You're putting that together for you. It never occurred to me. I mean, it never occurred to me at all. It didn't even occur to me that somebody unlocked the door and put the literature out. But the meeting list never occurred to me that somebody actually has a service position for doing that. So if you want to get involved in public information, like, I'm really, really happy to help anybody with anything that they want to know. If your group hasn't got a PI group liaison, talk to me. I can talk through it. The like I said, it's on page 19. It's a suggested sobriety requirement, a 6 months continuous sobriety, suggested service commitment of 6 months. And then you can get involved in these PI committees that go all the way from your home group, district, area, all the way to World Service. Listen, you can literally do whatever you want to do, as long as it's legal and within the traditions. That's the disclaimer. You can do whatever you want to do. You saw on the video, we graffitied the Berlin Wall. We've graffitied the Berlin Wall, man. That's PI. It's fantastic. It's so exciting. We've had taxis wrapped. We've had billboards in Times Square in New York. We're here and we're free. We want to tell the world that we're here and we're free. We want to tell the people who don't know about Cocaine Anonymous, about Cocaine Anonymous. And that is the purpose of public information. So if anybody wants any further information, you can find me on the Facebook or on WhatsApp or, yeah, I'm happy to help anybody. I think that's 10 minutes. That's more or less 10 minutes. I love you all so much. I hope I didn't ramble too much. Thank you. Love you.